sing. Now, we continue our series that we are in called Experiencing the Benefit of the Sabbath. And in this seven-part series, we are looking each week at a wonderful benefit that the seventh-day Sabbath brings us. And last week, we looked at the rest that Sabbath brings us, and closely associated with that concept of rest is the idea that the Sabbath brings a balance to our life, a recovering balance, if you please. Now, would you agree with me, and you can nod your head this way if you do, this is no, this is yes. Would you agree with me that our God is a God of order? Okay, I see some heads nodding. I would totally agree with that. And at the foundation of his orderly creation, there are rhythms. There are rhythms, or if you please, God-ordained patterns. The weekly rhythm is just one rhythm of many, many that God created. Let me reference a few. There is the rhythm of a 24-hour period. The Bible says, and it was evening and morning, the first day, the second day, or whatever. And the sun goes down, and it's night, and the sun comes up, and it's day. And that happens every 24-hour period, and we call a day 24 hours. So there is the rhythm of a 24-hour period, and this is unique to our situation as compared to someone who would live way inland, nowhere near the ocean. But we know that there are rhythms in the tide. And I was just informed that this next week is going to be a negative tide. And so Jerry Williams and Bob Werner are going to be out there looking for shiny rocks on the beach. The tide comes in and the tide goes out. A godly rhythm. Go get them, Jerry. I hope they have kind of a contest of who can get the most agates. It's cutthroat contest. It's not friendly. It's bury the other person kind of that. There also is the rhythm of our heartbeats. Now, hopefully your heart is beating away in your chest. And if our heart beat all the time, it would not be a good thing. There are rest periods. The flat line, if you please, when our heart is taking a breath. And when our heart beats, it pumps life-giving blood throughout our body. And the average person has about 4,500 heartbeats per hour. The rhythm of our heartbeat. How about the rhythm of the sun, moon, and stars? You've all looked up in the sky at night and seen, well, it's a full moon, it's a half moon, it's a quarter moon, there's no moon. And then there is the sun, and then there are the stars, and they follow such an orderly kind of scenario that we know years in advance where stars are going to be. There is a divine rhythm even to the heavens, God's rhythm. And we could talk about many other rhythms, but I think you get the idea. God is a God of rhythm, and there are many rhythms. No wonder God's word says this: to everything there is a season. I would suggest that is talking about a rhythm. A time for every purpose under heaven. There is a rhythm to everything. Now, one of the big challenges in our life that we all face is how to live a balanced life. How do you balance work and time with God and serving your church and recreation and meals and exercise and friendships and family? And the list goes on and on and on. How do you juggle that? How do you balance that correctly so it's balanced? And just because we get our lives balanced for 1 minute doesn't mean that our lives are balanced for the rest of our lives. it can change very quickly. Every day, every minute, every second, we make decisions, we set goals, we make choices, we have priorities, we have attitudes. And all of that affects the balance of our lives. Now, we've all been in those zones where our life is like crazy and we are out of balance. I understand that this week at HSU was test week. I swim Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and there's a couple of professors there that swim, and they were saying, this is test week. It's intense, and it is. And it made me remember the times of my test week at PUC. And oh my goodness, it was crazy. During test week, you study and study and study and study some more, and you don't get a lot of sleep. Some people just try to do all-nighters. I never could do or wanted to do anything like that. You live this abnormal life, and your life is completely out of balance during test week. But then you take your last test, and I remember this at PUC, and I would head for home knowing I'm going to get home cooking and knowing I'd get a few easy days and knowing that my unbalanced life, at least in that particular kind, would not last forever. God has the cure for unbalanced living. Listen to what the Message Bible paraphrases Psalms 51:10 as. God, make a fresh start in me. Shape a Genesis week. A Genesis week from the chaos in my life. Well, even though this is a paraphrase, I think it really gives a really important truth. The answer to unbalanced, chaotic living is a Genesis week. So, here, make a fresh start and give me a Genesis week. And when we go back to the first week, the very first week of creation, a Genesis week, we can see a very important rhythm that God Himself set up. Genesis 1:31 through 2:3. God saw all that He had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work He had been doing. So on the seventh day, He rested from all His work. Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it He rested from all the work of creating that He had done. And so we see in the original Genesis account of creation that there is a rhythm. First 6 days, God did the work of creation. And then on the seventh day, He rested. You see the rhythm of that week? A week is 7 days, and there's nothing in the stars or the sun or the moon that tells us that a week should be only 7 days and then should start again with a new week. Other than the fact that that's the way God set it aside from the very beginning of time. 6 days of work of creation followed by a Sabbath. And this rhythm of six and one is reiterated in the fourth commandment of Exodus 20. This is the Living Bible paraphrase. I know we know this commandment well. Remember to observe the Sabbath as a holy day. 6 days a week are for your daily duties and your regular work. But the seventh day is a day of Sabbath rest before the Lord your God. On that day, you are to do no work of any kind. For in 6 days, the Lord made the heaven, earth, and sea, and everything in them, and rested the seventh day. So He blessed the Sabbath day and set it aside for rest. Interestingly enough, and this was a new thought for me, and it may be a new thought for you, but we know the fourth commandment as the Sabbath commandment, but the fourth commandment is also the work commandment. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, is the familiar King James rendering. The instruction is to work for 6 days, followed by a day of Sabbath rest on the seventh day of the week. And what makes the Sabbath so very incredibly special and different and unique is that it is so different, special, and unique from the other days of the week. This is what it says in from that Living Bible rendering in Exodus 29. Remember to observe the Sabbath as a holy day. 6 days a week are for your daily duties and your regular work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath rest before the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. So God has a rhythm, a divine rhythm. No human being came up with this formula. It was God. And the rhythm is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That is the divine formula of a week. The rhythm of a week that God has set aside. And that rhythm is to be followed. And when it is, it keeps us in balance. Now, earlier I mentioned that I had a great interest in music. Well, I have another interest, and none of you can guess what's in my bag. Well, I'll show you. Did you know that this month, May, is National Bike Month? Did you know that? Yeah, it's National Bike Month. Now, I like to ride bikes, and I hope during the month of May that celebrate the month and get out on a bike and enjoy the nice, fresh air. National Bike Month. For a bike to work correctly, the wheels must be in balance. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. There was a time about, to the best of my recollection, 3 years ago, where I was doing a long ride. That's what I do on Sunday. And I was coming back kind of from being out in past Blue Lake. And I was going up a hill. You know where West End Road is? About halfway between Blue Lake and Arcata. It's kind of a little country road there. And I was going up a little hill. And all of a sudden I heard this pop, snap. And the bike felt weird. And I pulled over and I had broke a spoke. And spokes are meant to keep wheels in balance. When I broke this spoke, the wheel was so out of balance, even though I took the brakes and adjusted them as far away from the rims as possible, every time that went around, it rubbed and I couldn't go. And I embarrassedly had to call Valerie and say, "Help! I can't make it home. Would you come rescue me?" I think you've had to do that 3 times. It's usually once a year something like that happens. And she was very great, came and rescued me. But when a wheel is out of balance, it's not a good thing. Now, I brought a front wheel to my road bike. It's in here somewhere. So here it is. This is the front wheel to my road bike, okay? Now, it's kind of hard to see if a wheel is in balance unless you do one simple thing, and that is give the wheel a spin. So let's do that. Here we go. Ooh. Well, that looks pretty true, right? You don't see any wobbling going on there, except as I hold it. When a wheel is in balance, it doesn't wobble. And I've had broken spokes and wheels have gotten out of balance, and I have to take those wheels to a bike shop and have the bike technician, what is called, true the wheel. And He will use little wrench spokes to tighten and loosen, and they put it on a thing and they just make sure that it's true. You don't want to be going downhill with your wheel wobbling. Now I'm going to show you another wheel. It's going to be somewhat different than the first wheel that I showed you. Now, how do we tell if a wheel is balanced? We set it spinning. Let's set it spinning and see what's going on here. Now, if this were a bicycle wheel, with the hub being there, what kind of a ride would I have going down the road like that? It would be miserable. It would probably throw me off the bike and onto the pavement, and I wouldn't be a pretty thing. Our lives are a lot like bicycle wheels. When they get out of balance, they can give us a very bumpy ride. Just like this crazy wheel is out of balance. The Sabbath was designed by God to bring balance to our lives. I think if I didn't have a Sabbath, that my life would be more like this than that. I'll put this right here so you. And some of you are probably thinking, wow, is that ever a metaphor for my life right now? And I understand that sometimes we go through those times where our lives do get really out of balance. God gave us the Sabbath to have a divine rhythm that we can participate with God in, and we can live a balanced life. That's the way it is for me. Now, I choose to personally live my life in a way that I think enhances the balance factor of my life. I do not pretend to tell anyone else how to live their lives, but for me, I want to live my Sabbaths in accordance with Isaiah 58:13, where it says, keep from breaking the Sabbath, from doing what you please on God's holy day. On Sabbaths, I choose not to watch television. Not judging anyone who sees it differently. The biblical Sabbath runs from sundown Friday to sundown Saturday. And in the Malor home, secular TV is at rest during the Sabbath hours. Now, I enjoy watching sports as much or more than anyone else. But on Sabbaths, I take an intentional break from watching secular TV of any type. Now, some people would call me legalistic and narrow-minded, and that's okay. You can do that. Call me what you want, but I believe that observing the Sabbath the way that God has set it aside, and for me to participate in the rhythm that He has set aside, that the Sabbath needs to be a different day than the rest of the week. It needs to be special. It needs to be unique. It needs to be able to allow me to be revitalized and to bring my to recover the balance that I might have lost during the week. The Sabbath for me is a special period of time, and I observe it in a God-ordained way because I want to be in synchronization. I want to be in sync with the rhythm of balance that God has created and blessed. Held every year since 1955 is an endurance race called the Western States Trail Ride. There is a Western States Trail Run, but this is the Western States Trail Ride. It's for horses. It's kind of known as the Tevis Cup. And people ride horses, I should say they race their horses, from Squaw Valley, the ski resort there near Truckee, to Auburn, California. And it ends there right in Auburn. Just a couple of pictures of, you can see how rough the terrain is, rough and rocky. Here is a person, a lady, who's riding her horse up. It looks like a very steep area there. Here is a more level area. It's beautiful. I mean, 100 miles of territory between Tahoe and Auburn. You better believe that there is a lot that you would see. Here is the lady who won last year, the 2017 Trail Ride Tevis Cup. By the way, this year, it is on July 28th, which happens to be Valerie's birthday. So they're celebrating her birthday by riding 100 miles. It's a grueling event, just grueling. The average finisher takes the average winning time is about 14 hours, which is insanely fast for 100 miles over 21,000 feet, or 17,000 feet of vertical climb and 21,000 feet of vertical drop over rock. And in July, in that part of the woods, neck of the woods, it's going to be over 100 degrees as well. There are two mandatory stops in this race. Here is a picture of one at a place called Robinson Flat. Robinson Flat is 30 miles into this race, and there's another one near a little town called Forest Hill that's 70 miles into this race. And at these mandatory stops, there are skilled veterinarians who are there to look at the horses and to check them out, and they do a very thorough job. 2 years ago, it must have been a warm day, because only 45% of those who started the race finished. They were pulled out, and a veterinarian will say, your horse is too tired or too stressed or whatever, and you cannot go on. And so there were more that dropped out and were pulled out of the race 2 years ago than finished it. Last year it was 53% who finished, who started. The veterinarians look at these horses and say, you know, we want to do something humane. Because you see, a horse cannot reason like a human being. And in the running part of that race, which takes place a month earlier, the human beings, they don't get any rest stops unless they take them on their own. But there are two mandatory rest stops for the horses, because they would literally run themselves to death if they didn't have those stops. And each one of those stops, they're required to rest and stop for a solid hour before they go on. Solid hour. Now, I think we are a lot like those racehorses. We race through our lives sometimes without a real break. And sometimes we don't even know that we are in a dangerous condition. But with a weekly mandatory stop to get refreshed and to get water, and these horses, oh, they're pampered. They get rubbed down and squirted, and they can eat anything they want. With a weekly mandatory rest stop to keep us from running crazy, we can find ourselves, if we don't have that stop, we'll be in an unhealthy condition where we have the Sabbath. We can have the Sabbath, a 24-hour period of recovery where we can recover our balance. And so I'd like to suggest that the Sabbath was given by God to keep our lives in the balance. And we have 6 days to work, and we ought to give it our best shot. But the Sabbath was given to help us to live our lives in balance. So as far as I'm concerned, the Sabbath, what a benefit. What a blessing. I hope that all of us here can experience the blessing, the benefit of the Sabbath that God has laid for us. It is a tremendous blessing, a tremendous gift from Him. Let us pray. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for the Sabbath. Thank you for being a God of order and being able to think about this and to say, I know my creation will need a Sabbath. I know that they will be blessed mightily by a Sabbath. Lord, help us to learn how to live our lives in balance. It's a tough thing to do. But with you, all things are possible. And your Spirit brings us a peace and a leading and a direction. Lord, we choose to follow you, to love you, and to be your followers. In Jesus' name we ask this. Amen.